Oh, Tyrone, our bills are past due. If we don't pay them soon, we're going to get evicted.
Well, baby, you know what you got to do. Get out there and sling some lead.
But, Tyrone, there's only so many hours in the day and so much lead I can sling. And I've been with every man in town, so they're starting to use the punch cards.
Damn, I forgot about the punch cards. We was down bad last week. We should have never did that damn promotion.
Yeah, and the buy one, get one free deal. And the thing where if they refer a friend, his first time is free. And the unlimited cream pie card. And I'm getting sore.
God, we was just too generous last week. Oh, I don't want to lose this big ass house, baby. I guess we gotta sell some stuff around the house. Like them plates, and give me that damn sponge, boy. Oh, wait, they got a face on it?
Oh, yeah, that's a scrub daddy. See, they also come in yellow and pink and orange, but the pink one's a scrub mommy.
Wait, where's the black one?
Oh, I don't think there is a black one.
So you telling me they made a scrub cracker, a scrub Mexican, and a scrub Asian, but not a black one?
I don't think so.
Wow, we getting more racist and more racist by the day. Who lives in segregation under the sea is scrub daddy! You know what? I'm going to the damn patent office. I'm about to revisit some shit.
Okay. Well, Cody, looks like we're going to have to start selling silverware. You know, they're really made of silver, and pirates love silver.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Tyrone. We finally got an answer for the patent on your product.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I'm so nervous. Look, what did they say? Tell me, but don't tell me.
Well, here you go. I think you're going to like what you see.
Hell yes! Yeah! This is what I'm talking about. Wait, what did it say?
Well, it's
red, so does that mean no?
No, you've been approved.
Oh, hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Look, thank you, Jesus. I knew you were going to look out for a boy.
So you can finally start selling your scrub buddy.
What the hell? What, scrub buddy? Oh, did you get us approved for the wrong damn product?
No, it's this. You know, the scrub pal.
It's not a pal on that damn box. What are you talking about?
You know, the scrub best friend.
I don't have no best friends. Look, can you say my product name? Because it looks like you don't know my product.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. It's the scrub fellow.
How you gonna market it to the investors if you don't even know how to say my product name?
That's, you know, the scrub, scrub.
Scrub what?
Scrubbing,
scrub nigga. Look, we can say it together. Scrub nigga.
Scrub
nigga.
You know, the scrub thing.
Say it, damn it!
Okay, it's scrub nigga. I feel like you kind of trapped me there.
Don't you ever in your life say that word again. What the hell is wrong with you? You think we're stuck in the 1800s? Am I 3 foot of you? Just say that.
No, it's just I don't know how to sell the product if I can't say the name.
You just don't say nigga. But I know it's hard for you because you're stuck in your ways and you old as hell. I can see it on your face. But look, we are in a different time. We had a black president already.
But I don't really know what to say.
Not nigga! It's not that hard. But you want to throw racial slurs around like you Lil Wayne or Busta Rhymes or Kendrick Lamar. What the hell is wrong with you? Nigga this, nigga that. Hey, pick this up, nigga. Do you hear me, nigga?
You know, I don't usually get frustrated.
Yeah, but working with a black man frustrates you. I understand. I don't want to work with your racist ass either. But, hey, I know you know how to sell a product. So let's make this commercial, Papa John.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Can I interest either of you guys in buying some silverware? I have spoons that come in different sizes. $5 for small mouth, $10 for medium mouth, and $20 for big mouth. But now about the spoons. But seriously, I will exchange money for sex acts.
Well, Cody, why are you trying to sell a spoon?
Oh, and the forks. Don't forget about the forks. They also come in various sizes.
Why are you trying to sell spoons and forks, Cody?
Well, you see, my parents haven't been paying the bills for, like, a long time now, so we don't have any money and we're about to be homeless. So my mom told me I should start selling silverware because she thinks it's made of actual silver, so she thinks we can get a couple $100 each, but I told her that's stupid, and then she said I should try selling them to pirates, and then I said those don't exist anymore, and then she said Johnny Depp is one, so I think you can see why we're about to be homeless. It's because my parents are stupid.
Oh, so you're struggling financially?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, your mom's a whale, and to feed a whale every single day has to cost thousands of dollars. They're just shoveling food in her mouth, and that's why the spoons, that's why you're selling the spoons, they're just not big enough for your mom's big whale mouth. You probably upgrade the shovels, and now the only way you can feed her is using those things that push dirt.
A bulldozer?
Yeah, a bulldozer. Just bulldozing food in her fat ass mouth.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I told you guys about my family's financial struggles, and you just called my mom fat, so it's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Cody. Okay, seriously, here's a way your mom can make money. When the fair comes around, they can charge her 25 cents to see the world's biggest woman behind a curtain. People would pay a lot of money to see that.
Oh, yeah, she could earn millions with a fat ass.
Yeah, but she'd probably take up a lot of space at the fair, so yeah. The rent space would probably cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's in October, and I'm trying to eat tonight.
Okay, okay, but seriously though, I went to the fair one time and I paid 25 cents to see this woman with a snake body and she said hi to me. Her head was actually attached to a snake.
No way.
Junior, that was just a normal woman with a rubber snake behind her.
No, no, she was real. Like, she literally was in a cage. Like, is that her whole life is to sit there because she was born with a snake body?
No, Junior, no, it's a normal woman who just sticks her head through a hole and they put a rubber snake behind her to look like her body.
Uh-uh, they can't lie like that.
Yeah, they charge me 25 cents. They can't lie. That's false advertising.
Yeah.
You can't go to a car dealership and say, hey, we'll sell you this car for a quarter. And I give them a quarter. They give me no car.
Well, they're not going to sell you a car for a quarter. They're not going to sell you anything for a quarter. Maybe some gum.
Okay, fine. Let's say they're selling gum for a quarter and I'm like, okay, I'll buy a piece of gum, and they give me something that looks like gum and tastes like gum, but how do I know it's not gum?
You just chew it, nigga.
I know, but I said it tastes like gum, so how would I know it's fake?
If
it's,
you should
I pay 25 cents for the gum.
My family is starving, and we're gonna be homeless if we don't get some money.
Okay, fine. How much is the small spoon?
$5.
Damn, nigga, for a spoon? Bro, that's like 5 ring pops.
Oh, you got a ring pop? What flavor is that?
It's blueberry raspberry.
Why is it called blueberry raspberry? Raspberries
okay,
are red.
Can we just watch TV so I don't have to think about this?
Yes, we'll watch TV. Can you move your silverware?
Please. That's the last of one.
Meet Scrub Nigga. He's the perfect YN for all of your scrubbing needs. Trying to get that stubborn stain off your plate? Scrub Nigga! Old dry food on your spoon? No way. Scrub Nigga! Now introducing Scrub Brother. Apparently, you can't say the N-word on televised broadcasts.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I made the unfortunate mistake of saying the old name of the product.
But that was the past. Steve ain't gonna say it no more. He learned from his mistakes. See, Scrub Brother is solving racism. So if you wanna wash your dishes the right way and not the white way, get you a Scrub Brother.
Scrub Brother, it's the one you can say.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were poor.
What is this, dude?
Yeah, your dad's on a commercial selling a product he invented. He's probably loaded.
Mm-hmm. Poor people don't get on TV unless they're trying to feed the children.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to be poor once you get sued by Scrub Daddy.
What, why would he get sued?
Oh, man. Jink, you owe me a Coke.
No, Coke.
Nah, you owe me a Coke.
That was his line. Keep going.
Okay, what did you ask?
Oh, why would he get sued?
Well, because he didn't invent that.
Yeah, he did. He's on the TV.
Yeah.
What? Come back in here. We're not done.
He didn't... That's a Scrub Daddy.
No, it's a Scrub Brother.
Yeah. Okay, that's what he's calling it, but it's a Scrub Daddy.
Okay, listen, your dad's an inventor. He's rich. He invented, like, stuff like Inspector Gadget did.
Okay, well, first of all, Inspector Gadget's not he's not an inventor. He's an inspector.
But he's a gadget.
Well, he is a gadget.
He has gadgets. He inspected and invented the gadgets.
He didn't invent them. He's an inspector.
Okay, your dad's an inventor like Flubber.
Okay, well, the guy from Flubber was not... The guy from Flubber's name isn't Flubber, okay? The Flubber is what he invented.
Okay, what's the guy's name who invented Flubber?
Nobody fucking cares, Junior. Nobody's favorite movie is Flubber. Except now that I've said that, that's all the comments are going to be, people saying that Flubber is their favorite movie. But I promise you, nobody in the goddamn world knows the name of the guy who invented Flubber. Except for the people in the comments who say they're gonna know. But they're lying because nobody's seen the movie Flubber in the last 5 goddamn years because there's no reason to.
Oh. Well, anyway, your dad's rich, he's loaded, he's on TV, you're not actually broke. I don't know why you were selling silverware, unless you're stealing from your rich parents.
No, they told me to sell it. Guys, that's just a Scrub Daddy that's brown, okay? He's just trying to sell a Scrub Daddy. He's going to get sued.
Okay, well, if he gets sued, he's so loaded. I mean, unless you're selling silverware to pay for the lawsuit.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start selling this silverware door-to-door.
You don't have to. Your dad's rich.
Yeah.
What was the point in him even coming over if he was just going to lie to us?
Just to waste our damn time.
Oh, Tyrone, my sexy inventor.
Hell yeah, baby. I feel like the dude that made the electric cars.
You're even smarter than him.
Mm-hmm, damn Skippy.
But Tyrone, why did you change the name of your product? It was so fun to say.
See, the world ain't ready for Scrub, nigga, baby. So we had to glide him into it with Scrub Brother. You know, like how I introduced you to my homeboys, and then you worked your way up to the big dog.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so smart.
Hell yeah, baby. How about you put on this smart crank and see what ideas get to flowing?
Ooh.
God damn it! I'm trying to invent shit! Don't you see me inventing? Hello?
Hey, is this your product?
Oh, yes, that is my product. Scrub Brother, formerly known as Scrub Nigga.
Right, well, this is my product.
Oh, you Mr. Racist! Well, hello, Mr. Racist. You forgot to include me in your product.
What are you talking about?
You made a Scrub Cracker, Scrub Mexican, Scrub Guatemalan, and a Scrub Indian, but not a Scrub Brother!
This isn't a race. This is just yellow because that's the color sponges are.
Oh, okay. How it's supposed to be in a perfect world. I guess you wanted the Little Mermaid to be white and red-headed again, not like the little black girl that made a good-ass movie. And you probably wanted Spider-Man not to be Miles Morales. But guess what? That motherfucker gonna be in the next movie. I guarantee it. Huh. And you mad. You quivering in your shoes. I bet you racist as hell. You voted for Mitt Romney. Anything to keep a black man down. Obama is the best president!
Okay, I'm just here to file a lawsuit against you.
Oh, you suing me? I'm no damn way you're not gonna sue me. Why? You don't own me. You don't own this product. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You own this? You own brothers? You own all black people? You own us as slaves?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay. I know how we solve this problem. I'm gonna countersue. Forget you. You're gonna learn not to be racist, motherfucker.
We can talk about this.
What's up, bitches?
Oh, damn. Why'd you grab it and throw it again? Why you keep still throwing it?
We saw it the first time. Well, that bitches.
How'd you get all this money, Cody?
Well, I'll tell you how I didn't get it. I didn't sell it to Johnny Depp. Let's just say I had a very productive conversation with his security team, who politely asked me to leave.
Oh, so then how did you get the money?
Well, let's just say my dad got sued by the creator of Scrub Daddy for copyright infringement, but then he countersued him for being racist, and the guy settled out of court, so I got a shitload of money, Genie.
Oh, shit, you got like $40,000.
Dude, you could get a ton of ring pop.
Oh, or he could go to the fair and buy a bunch of tickets to see the girl with the snake body.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Really? That's the best you guys could come up with? Ring pops and fake snake people?
I mean, you could invest it in the stock market.
Invest it in the stock market? Oh, yeah, that sounds like real fucking exciting content, Junior. What happened to us, man? Like, we used to buy, like, swimming pools and fill them with pizza and buy, like, big gumball machines, like, inflate a bouncy castle in the fucking house and shit. That was cool, right? Like, remember when we didn't move our mouths? We just shook. We just talked like this and everybody knew what was going on. Those were the good times. What the fuck is this? You guys just want to buy ring pops and shit? What? Invest? Come on. Comments are right. We're all washed up.
No, Cody, we're not washed up. It's just that, you know, I'm just trying to think. We can't do the same thing we did the last time we had a lot of money because people say we're just copying the same idea.
Nah, you guys lost it.
No.
Don't take the money.
We've done cool Cody before. I mean, you've been cool before. So I'd be rich. I mean, what would we do differently?
Nah, I don't know, man. This shit is just, it's fucking lame. You guys are lame.
No, guys, we just hit 10 minutes. So, like... Like, the video, like, we make...
Fucking lazy?
We make three a week!
Come on!
The Squid Game series was cool.
It was. Maybe we need to get some peace and throw it in your pool.
No, you're right, Joseph. We need to be better. We'll be better, Cody!
Okay.
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Go get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, dang, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract him with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go to the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
Oh, there's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy?
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge $1 for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had $1 burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually, you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, "Okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight." And then all the students and all the teachers went, "Ooh," so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, "Randy! Randy!" And I was like, "That's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him." So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is, his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then, after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are gonna remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're gonna remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper in a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
But look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what'd he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you gotta get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with $1, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion, and Randy was selling candy for $1, so I tried to give him $1, and then he punched me in the face, and he took my dollar, and then he pulled my underwear out, and there were still skid marks on it, and then he started waving my underwear around, and everybody started laughing and calling me Skid Mark Guy and Poopklin Guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times have you seen this Randy guy?
Well, we dated, like, 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice! He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no.
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book. Okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big Ziti Petey because he always brought Big Ziti to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big Ziti and walking around, so we started calling him Big Ziti Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza stick?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that Little Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see. A 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, all right, how about this? So Brooklyn guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better stop training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, man, Randy, it looks like you won.
Yeah, because you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. It came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. You have to drag me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm going to swing your punches for you.
They're going to see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want to forfeit.
All right. I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm going to swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go! Oh,
thank God.
Ow, got it. Marvin, protect my head. I'll try.
Ow, he's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass needed.
Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns?
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round 2 because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to follow you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round 2. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow.
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow. Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school, and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink too, so that works.
Oh my god, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You gotta help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on.
Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these leggies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him some money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Wait, oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have a slushie for free, my friend.
You see that, Daddy? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road? Daddy, look out! What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these Slurpees off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Body hit the flow. Bitch, body hit the flow. Have him swimming in his blood while he's crawling on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. You do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I gotta use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem. All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asks me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice. So Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
Wait, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to see. Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy, donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey. Well, since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
All right, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, well, listen, I'm going to go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that shit into SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man, and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him, and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
I swear, what, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier, you lied.
No, Daddy, this time, I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house and he's probably stealing shit or... Maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so, I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so, how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station, and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did you do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
But listen, I was at the gas station. Yeah. And I gave, okay, I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy, money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car, road, guy, pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I checked all the bathrooms. I checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. Because you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes. Okay, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy, why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I'll just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How does that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. My work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Ugh. All right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, all units. Spider-Man. There's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase. But I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. There you are! Ah!
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're gonna be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. But you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you're trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we could see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
hit her, Junior? You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather her ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman hit her with that hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Cross. Today we're going to be learning about the Lunar New Year. That is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously, you're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going to do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
Alright, Dan.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then, I level them up and take them into battles and earn even more rewards and get more special dragons. There's also leaderboards so you can see how well you're doing. The higher up you are, the better your rewards get. Then, you can use those to make your dragons even stronger. It's also fun getting to customize my themed dragon islands with buildings and, best of all, decorations, especially the SML ones, which are available now by checking out the link below or scanning this QR code. If you check them out now, you can also get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. I definitely recommend checking them out with the link below and getting started on your own dragon empire. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
Hey, Junior, did you get in a fight with a balloon and lose? Because, you know, when you rub a balloon on your head, it makes your hair all staticky and it looks like that.
Oh, wow, you had to explain your own insult. Good job.
Well, maybe people don't know what balloons do.
That's a lot of talk coming from a cone head.
Yeah, well, your hair's the color of a traffic cone, see?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That is a good one. I should have checked my surroundings before I said something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talk coming from someone with their pants the same color as a butterfly.
What?
Or a fish. More the fish than the butterfly, the lighter blue. Or a ball of yarn. Ball of yarns come in different colors, but that ball of yarn, lighter blue.
Listen, man, you better get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Oh, yeah? Then do it. I'll pull your stupid nose piercing out of your nose.
Yeah, do it. See what happens.
I just noticed your eyes are red and I'm scared.
Yeah, I got the devil in me.
Hey, guys, stop it.
PJ Crenshaw?
Paragames Crenshaw?
Jamie James Crenshaw?
Hey, Junior, come on over here and let me talk to you for a second, son. Babe, cracker me.
Yes, sir. You asked to see me, sir?
Hold on, I'm not done. I eat my animal crackers like sunflower seeds. I suck out all the flavor and spit out the rest. Now, what the hell are you doing with that haircut?
Oh, well, I know it's long, but,
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
It's true.
Yeah, even my ladies agree.
I'm gonna get a haircut after school.
Yeah, well, you better, because people are looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're not looking at PJ. And that doesn't make PJ very happy, does it, ladies?
No.
And when PJ's not happy, he doesn't enjoy his animal crackers as much. And that makes me mad. And what happens when I get mad, ladies?
He gets angry.
That's right, and I get angry. What happens when I get angry, ladies?
He gets mad.
I get mad, and then I get angry. It's a vicious cycle. Mad, angry, mad, angry. You trying to make me mad angry, bro?
No, I'm not Mr. PJ, sir.
Okay, well, then you better go home and fix your hair.
Okay, I'll go right now.
All right, scram.
Can I have an animal cracker?
Fuck no. Fuck no, not with that haircut. But hey, tell you what, you fix that hair and you come back, maybe I'll let you eat an elephant.
Oh, but the elephant ones are sacred.
Muy grande elefante.
Okay, I'll go get a haircut right now.
Ooh, gotta season that chicken up. A little Italian season here, a little seasoning there. Oh, perfect.
Chef baby.
Oh, not right now, Junior. Wait, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I get it. I need a haircut. It's not that funny, Chef.
You ugly ass boy. Oh my God, somebody had hit you with an ugly stick, didn't they? Or beat the hell out of you with it. You know what? They hit you with the whole ugly tree. God damn. They should have threw you in a dumpster because you were ugly as hell. Or maybe flipped you over and used your head as a mop.
Listen, can you take me and get a haircut, please, so people can stop making fun of me?
You know what, Junior? I actually will, because no one deserves to get bullied for an ugly ass hairstyle like that. Okay. Jesus.
Thank you for taking me.
So what brings you into my barbershop?
I need a haircut.
Yeah, look at him. He's ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah, it do look like you got that future shooter look.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
It's obvious. It looks like you about to pick up an AR-15 and go to town. So, what hairstyle you want? A mohawk? Bald?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going bald. Never going bald.
Hey, it's not that bad.
What, you want dreads?
No, my friend Cody has dreads, I think.
Mm, what hairstyle is perfect for you? Ooh, how about a low taper fade?
A low taper fade? What's that?
Oh, the best hairstyle ever. You'll get all the holes and be the coolest kid ever.
Me be the coolest kid ever? Then yes, I want
to
do it.
All right, let's get to it. I got clippers right here. Let's get started.
Guys, Junior's haircut is so ugly.
Yeah, dude, it has to be the ugliest haircut on Earth.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody has to have an uglier haircut. I mean, the Earth is pretty massive.
You know what else is massive?
Oh, my God!
Holy shit, dude!
Oh, my God!
Junior got a low taper fade.
It can't be true. He's super cool now.
No way! He's so cool! I wish I had a low taper fade!
Guys, calm down. It's just a massive haircut.
Junior, will you sign my head? I'll never have enough hair for a low taper fade.
Dude, do you want my hat?
No, that'll cover up the low taper fade!
Oh, I would never do that. What was I thinking?
Junior, will you please marry me?
No, marry me!
No, marry me!
Hey,
he's my boyfriend.
Hey, he's gonna be my
boyfriend. Marry me. I deserve it. Ladies, what's all the ruckus going on behind PJ? Vivian, go check it out and report back to me.
Okay. Oh my God!
Maria, why didn't Vivian come back?
I don't know. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Adios, mio!
You ladies are gonna make PJ turn around. And PJ doesn't like turning around for nobody.
Junior got a low taper fade. No, I wanted him to get a haircut so people would stop looking at him, and now everybody's looking at him. Oh, no, I can't let this happen.
Ooh, Hey, Junior, so, what the fuck you doing?
Oh, I got a haircut like you told me to, and thanks for the advice. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to get your normal haircut back, not a low taper fade.
Well, the guy at the barbershop said if I got this haircut, it'd make me the coolest kid in the world.
Right, well, that's not what we agreed upon, so you're not going to get an elephant animal cracker.
That's fine. I'd rather these women look at me like they're doing.
Yeah, because you're stealing all the huds.
Yeah, the huds love my haircut. Ain't that right, huds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Hey, ladies, how about we go back to my desk and eat some animal crackers?
No, that's okay. I want to look at that haircut.
Yeah, haircut boy.
Okay, I don't think you ladies heard me. You girls can actually eat some animal crackers now. I'm going to share.
No, thank you. We're okay.
Haircut.
Okay, do you ladies want to come home with PJ, or do you want to stay here and look at haircut boy?
Haircut boy.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I ain't sharing animal crackers with none of you bitches. You think you could do this to me? Hey, you think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers are going to be eating saltine crackers at Pelican Bay when I get through with you. Shoe program. And learn, I'm the man up in this piece. A PJ.
I don't know what he was saying, but keep looking at my hair.
Ooh.
All right, Cross, so I looked up what the snake means for the Lunar New Year. And apparently, if you're nice to a snake, then you have good luck. But if you're mean to a snake and you kill a snake, then you have bad luck for the whole year. So, whatever the fuck that means. Well, Junior has a roll tape of fade? Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, Junior, your haircut's so massive. Because your haircut's so nice, no one in the class has to have homework tonight.
Yay! Whoa!
Ladies, come back to my house to cuddle.
Woohoo!
Oh my God, Junior, you're so hot.
Muy caliente.
Junior, can you show us it? Yeah, Junior, can we see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you ladies want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bam!
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, look at me living the dream. Some men are dying of thirst, and I'm sitting here drowning. Penelope, why are you okay with me laying with so many girls?
Because, Junior, you have a low taper fade. And besides, if it's not me, it'll be someone else.
That's right. All right, let's do what normal people would do in this situation. Ladies, I just woke up with a wet chubby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ew, gross!
Ew! All right, ladies, calm down. I know he's gay, but don't make fun of him.
No, Junior, your low taper fade is gone.
Yeah, no mas. Let's get out of here, ladies.
Ew!
Well, Cody, is my low taper fade really gone?
Yeah, that's okay, Junior. You still have me.
Oh, damn it. I wonder what happened to it.
I don't know.
Well, let's go eat some breakfast.
No, it's okay, Junior. I already had a heaping load of oatmeal.
Where'd you get it from?
Let's just say it was made in-house. Junior Oats.
Dragon City, go check them out. Click the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. Sorry I'm late. Ronald?
I swear I paid it! Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry, I thought you were the pimp I owed money to.
No, it's just me.
Okay, so what do you want?
Well, I just wanted to let you know the Minecraft movie's coming out this weekend.
All right, and you're telling me this because you want to take me on a date to the Minecraft movie? Is that right? You want to buy a large popcorn and stick your little Steve pecker through it? That way when Ronald goes and grabs a bite of popcorn, instead he grabs a whole handful of Steve dick? Is that right, Steve?
No, Ronald.
Because I'm down. I mean, as long as you threw it back. I'll get my bag of gummy worms, and I'll stick my gummy worm through it. And then, when you reach and grab a handful of gummy worms, instead you'll grab a handful of Ronald's gummy worm. It's gonna get weird, Steve. It's gonna get real weird.
No, Ronald, it's a kid's movie.
Okay, Pee-wee Herman! I didn't know we were doing it in the movie! You're a freak! I thought we were doing it afterwards in the car! Let's go.
No, Ronald, I just mean we should make a Minecraft Happy Meal.
You know what? I like that, Steve. I like that way better than the gay shit you were talking about earlier. Because our box is already shaped like the Minecraft block. It's genius, Steve. Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ronald. See, Minecraft wants to have an auction to see who gets the rights to use the Minecraft meal.
An auction? With who? Because I don't see anyone else that can do it right besides me, Steve.
Oh, there's Wendy's and the Burger King.
Wendy's? They're still in business? I thought they went under after the whole, the boob sponge meal thing. You remember that, Steve? Because I do. And Burger King? Burger King! They use rat ankles in the food, Steve! All the food is just mashed up deep-fried rat ankles!
Look, I know, Ronald, but I think they're still gonna want to have an auction.
All right, Steve. You convinced me. We're gonna have an auction. Let me pull out my checkbook. I don't have a checkbook, Steve! I only deal with cash!
Well, I think we're gonna win the auction.
Oh, we're gonna win, Steve. If everyone wants to see me whip it out on stage, I will. You want to see me whip it up, Steve?
Don't
let me grab it. It's heavy. I'm a show.
Ronald,
oh, shit, it's fighting back. No, it's got me. It's got me, Steve. Oh, Ronald, shit. You know what sucks, Steve? The fact that I gotta have bodybuilders to give me a hand job. Gotta call them up, and not even the girls. The guys. The big-ass dudes have to give me handy, Steve. I'm talking like Larry Wheels. God! It's not going. I'll have to show you some other time. I'll call up my bodybuilder buddy.
Okay, Ronald, let's just go to the auction.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I want to do that thing you wanted me to do for you.
Okay, let's just go.
So what I was thinking, because of our square burgers, it could be the Minecraft burger because of the square patties.
That is a good idea. I was thinking we could have a creeper whopper that's green, and we would have a creeper face on the bun.
Oh my god, that's genius.
What's up, pussies? Damn, when did you gain weight on your feet up? Been eating too many of your own damn frosties.
Span, Ronald, span.
Yeah. So, you guys ready to lose? Hey, may the best man win. Ooh, look at that, bro.
Ronald, you smell like piss.
Yeah, that's because I rubbed your food all over my body before I came here. Hey, Wendy. What you been up to? Hey, what number you get? 48? What the hell old you are? Hey, just don't do it, though. Hey, what number you get? 71? That's how many customers you get in a year? I got 23. Oh, Michael Jordan never lost. Hey, when we get this auction started, I'm ready to paddle these bitches.
Hello and welcome to Who Gets to Make a Minecraft Movie Meal Auction. We'll start the bidding off at $100,000.
$115,000.
$120,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were bidding with our piggy banks. $2 million.
Ronald, that's not how bidding works.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. $5 million.
Why would you outbid yourself? hell?
Because I got it like that, sweetheart. But you know what? I'll drop out. As long as you show me your tits, and you show me your dick, too. You show me your tits, and you show me your dick, and I'll drop out, and you guys can fight with your panties.
10 million.
What? You got that? Are you dreaming? Are you asleep? Wake up, dreamy boy.
20 million.
$20 million? Are you guys combining your annual net worth? I'll play along. $100 million.
I'm out.
I can't do that.
$100 million. Going once.
Can I speak to my client for one moment? Ronald, $100 million? What the hell are you thinking?
What's the big deal? I got it.
But Ronald, if we spend $100 million on one meal, we're not going to make any money.
It's not about the money. This is a dick measuring contest. Or tits. This is a dick tit measuring contest. And she thought her tits were longer than my dick. So I had to pull out the tape measure. And I ran out of tape. You know what? $110 million! Just because, what the hell?
$110 million! Sold to Ronald McDonald, who clearly doesn't know how auctions work.
Yes! Yes! Broke boy! Broke bitch! Broke bitch boy!
Ronald, you are a scoundrel and a ragged McMuffin.
Yeah, and what was your old saying when it used to be a wake up with the king? You should be canceled. That's sexual assault! No one consented to that! Yeah, right away! Ha ha, bitch! And what was your saying again? Where's the beef? It's right here, sweetheart. There's plenty of it. Plenty of it! Invite a friend!
There you go, Ronald. Your $100 million Happy Meal.
Oh, look at that. It's perfect. And it's even got a Minecraft smiley face and shit. I love it, Steve. The kids are gonna love this. You did a great job. They can hear it now. Them going up to their mothers and bitching. Mommy, give me the Minecraft Happy Meal.
But, Ronald, in order to make any money off this, we're going to have to charge a ton for these.
I don't care, Steve. Charge like $100 or something.
Nobody's going to pay $100 for a Happy Meal.
Yes, they will. It's Minecraft. $200.
Ronald, look how shitty the toy is.
That's not shitty. That's Minecraft. $300.
Ronald, that's outrageous.
Okay, $400.
Ronald, that's the price of a PlayStation.
I don't give a shit, Steve. $500. Go sell my shit.
Okay, I'm going to go sell it, because every time I speak, you raise the price.
$1,000.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
I'm going to cut down this tree.
Cody, what are you doing?
I'm playing Minecraft on my phone. Did you guys know you can play Minecraft on your phone now? It's crazy.
What? You're still playing Minecraft? That game's over 10 years old, Cody.
Yeah, dude. Get a life. Go touch some grass or something.
Okay, I'll touch grass in Minecraft. Touch.
You're so lame, Cody.
Well, Junior, what can I say? I like to mine. I like to craft. This is the best of both worlds. It's Minecraft. I'm craft it up.
All right, well, while you're playing that lame game, we're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
Breaking news, McKay! McDonald's is releasing a Minecraft Happy Meal, and it costs $1,000, causing major outrage because no one can afford it.
Holy fucking shit! A Minecraft Happy Meal, and a Minecraft movie, and I'm playing Minecraft on my phone? What kind of world are we living in? Life is great, I like it! You know what? We need three of those Happy Meals. Let's get Chef Pepperoni to hop in the old automobile and putt-putt up to McDonald's and grab three of them hoes. Four if he fucks with your boy.
You do know they're $1,000 a piece, right, Cody?
Right.
No, wait a minute. Are you sure it's not $10 and you guys just can't see decimal points?
It was $1,000, right, Joseph?
Hell yeah, expensive-ass Happy Meal, dude.
Oh, huff. I am miffed. I'm irked, even. I'm Steve Urkel over here, because where do they get off charging $1,000 for a Minecraft Happy Meal? Well, actually, that's fair. It is a Minecraft Happy Meal. But still, I'm a kid. I'm never going to be able to afford that. That's outrageous. Just kidding. That's what would happen in the real world. But luckily, this isn't the real world. So, guys, we need $1,000.
Okay, well, there's no way for us to get $1,000.
Yeah, unless you want to sell a kidney.
That's a great idea. You know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a kidney.
Wait, you're not going to sell a kidney for a Happy Meal, Cody.
Call a doctor over here. I'll sell that shit right away.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. I'll sell it. I got two of them.
Just for a Happy Meal.
Just for this? It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. It's not just a Happy Meal.
His ass is desperate, bro.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Yes, doctor, I'd like to donate a kidney. Oh, are you 18? I am not. Okay, well then you can't donate a kidney because you've got to be 18. Actually, you know what? I am 18. Well, you just said you weren't 18. Yeah, I lied because sometimes I just like to lie for fun. Oh, cool, me too. Why do you want to donate a kidney so bad? Oh, you know, I just need the money. Oh, yeah, I feel you. In this economy, I'd donate both if I wouldn't die.
Actually, you know what? This reminds me of a kid I knew in high school who donated a kidney. Let me tell you about him. So back in high school, there was this kid named Really Wants to Donate One of His Kidneys, Dan. That was his real name. I'm not shitting you. And he really wanted to donate one of his kidneys. He would walk around the halls asking everybody if they needed a kidney. He would even ask the teachers. Every single day, all year long, he would ask everyone if they needed a kidney. He would fall to his knees in the cafeteria and scream, "Get this fucking kidney out of me!" So then, one day, this girl named Really Needs a Kidney Transplant, Riley, transferred to our school, and she really needed a kidney transplant, so it was the best day ever for Dan. But then, it turned out Dan and Riley weren't a match, so they couldn't do the transplant, and Riley died. But then, Dan ended up giving one of his kidneys to our English teacher, Miss Can't Stop Drinking Alcohol Catherine. But then she died of liver failure.
Wow, doctor, those people had some crazy names. Yeah, the town I grew up in really wanted everybody's name to be unique. No two people had the same name. Well, except for the two kids both named has the same name as the other kid, Tyler. But we didn't really know what else to call them, so their name made sense. But it did get really confusing during roll call. Well, I still want to donate a kidney. Okay, well, I can give you $25,000 per kidney, so that's $50,000 for your life, so that's how much that's worth. I think I'll just donate the one kidney. $25,000 gets me a lot of Happy Meals.
It gets you 25 of them.
Wait, what?
He wants to donate his kidney so he can get a $1,000 Happy Meal.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit ever.
Wait, you want to donate a kidney for a Happy Meal? Well, not just any Happy Meal. It's a Minecraft Happy Meal. Oh, I'm not judging. I've seen people donate kidneys for some pretty crazy stuff. Like this one guy, he wanted to donate a kidney so he could afford the surgery to donate a kidney. I mean, it worked out for him. I just didn't understand it. Well, anyway, I'll go get the scalpel.
Okay, I'm gonna do it with my mouth so I feel like a shark that eats kidneys.
Is this gonna hurt?
Well, yeah, it's gonna hurt. I'm not using anesthesia.
Junior, can you hold my hand?
Ew, no, that's gay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, fuck, Junior. Oh, fuck, that hurts so fucking bad. Oh, I regret every minute of this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not worth a fucking Happy Meal. Fuck this. Fuck this.
There you go. All done. Wait, that's my kidney? Yep, that's it. Wow, that was really quick and I didn't feel a thing. Well, I've definitely heard that before. Here's your money.
Oh, thanks, doctor. Wow, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that. But I have done a lot of kidney transplants. Actually, every time I do an operation on somebody, I just swap kidneys out with the patient. People think they're going in to get their tonsils removed, but nope. I just take their kidneys out and pop mine in there. I always get a fresh pair of kidneys. I swap them out like shoes or batteries. Anyway, let's take that. Have fun.
Okay, guys. We got the money. It's Happy Meal time, bitches. Tick, 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 tick. Boom. That's right. I spent the thally. Now this creeper's about to go kablowie.
Wait, Cody, where's our Happy Meal?
You guys really think I'm going to spend my kidney money on you guys when you guys said the meal was lame?
I mean, it is lame, dude.
Well, that's why you don't get to eat it. Let's see how the other half lives. Ooh, let's see what a $1,000 chicken nugget tastes like. Oh my god, I feel like Mark Zuckerberg, or maybe Mark Cuban, or another very rich Mark. That is a normal McDonald's chicken nugget. But they didn't advertise how good the food was. No, it's all about the toy. That's all anybody cares about. It's this. Yeah, look at, fuck yeah. Look at that. Fucking yeah, that's a llama, I think. Fuck yeah, I love that. That's so fucking cool. Yeah, I don't regret that at all. That's badass. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello, you're interrupting a $1,000 meal. Oh, Cody, it's terrible. Mommy? Oh, Cody, I've just been diagnosed with kidney failure. And if I don't get a new kidney, I'm gonna die. Can Dad do it?
Hell nah, boy. You know I need my kidneys. I mean, oh, I'm so sad. Because, Cody, you know black people and white people kidneys are totally different. Black people kidneys are 3 times as big and veinier.
It's true, Cody. And it's true about the kidneys, too. So I'm gonna need one of your kidneys. Oh, I actually can't spare a kidney right now. Cody, do you want your mother to die?
Yeah, give your mama a damn kidney, boy. You don't need yours.
Who was that, Cody?
Don't worry about it. Fuck yeah. Oh, that llama, though. Fuck, so fucking cool. You know, when my mom dies of kidney failure, I'm gonna look at that and just say, fuck yeah.
Jeffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the tooth fairy.
I knew it.
No, she's not the real tooth fairy. She's dressed like the tooth fairy.
No, she's the tooth fairy, and you're the Easter bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Racist?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth.
and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C-word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooged.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him, because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said a happy feet, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope! Guess what I am? A penguin!
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it isn't about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Margot Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet. Like, penguins don't even have feet. They have flippers.
Right! Call it Happy Flippers!
Yeah. So, guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump! How'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah, build the wall!
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard on the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say, I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope! You didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow?
Ooh, roast that!
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might say.
He doesn't like women, I think.
No, it's,
something
it's true.
Something about grabbing pussy. Right, guys, let's go trick-or-treating!
Yay!
All right, Jeffy, knock on the door and say trick-or-treat.
Hi-ya!
Say it, Jeffy. Sorry, he's shy. Jeffy, say it.
Trick-or-treat, smell my dick, give me something sweet to lick.
Jeffy!
Wow, that's a new one, I've never heard that one before.
He meant trick-or-treat. Are you supposed to be the Karate Kid?
No, I'm actually Tom Brady's ex-wife's jiu-jitsu instructor that got her pregnant.
And I'm Giselle, I'm Tom Brady's ex-wife. I left him after he won 7 Super Bowls, and I hooked up with my jiu-jitsu instructor, who I paid to creepy me.
Yep, it's true, Marvin. You know what's crazy? She's worth $400 million, and he's just some random nobody, and he gets to creepy. Isn't that crazy, Marvin? She paid for dick. And you know what else is crazy? That kid's gonna grow up with Tom Brady's kids, and he's gonna be like, wow, my dad's Tom Brady? No, shithead. And Marvin, get this. That means when they hired the jiu-jitsu instructor, Tom Brady had to shake that guy's hand and be like, oh, okay, you're gonna teach my wife how to be a ninja, huh? I'm gonna go out there and win Super Bowls. And meanwhile, that jiu-jitsu instructor? Just cream it, Marvin. Just cream it. The luckiest man in the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
What's Jeffy supposed to be?
A blown load.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did in Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Okay, well, do you have any candy for Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab that. Hey, who likes Skittles, huh?
Me!
Alright, let me just give you some of those. Random blue Skittles for you. But not too many, because I like Skittles, too.
So, Jeffy, what do you say?
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Okay, happy Halloween to you, too. Or as the jiu-jitsu instructor would say, happy Hallow Cream Pie in a Rich Woman.
All right, guys, it's the first house of the night, which means we're going to get the most candy here, because Halloween just started.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's stack up all the candy. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Ah! Hey, Cara, there's a bunch of devil worshippers at our front door.
I'm coming, honey, I'm coming, and I brought the Bible. What do you devil worshippers want?
Devil worshippers? We just want a trick or treat.
Yeah, we just want candy.
Yeah.
Do you kids not know that Halloween is actually Satan's birthday, and every year he celebrates it by handing out candy so he can eat your genitals?
He sure does.
I don't think that's right.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, we'll turn your Bible to page Peter Beater Pumpkin Eater, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be alert, be on watch, your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's talking about your dick. He wants to eat it.
I don't know if I want candy anymore, dude.
That's right. You don't want candy.
Candy leads to worse things like drugs.
That's right. You can go from candy mouth to meth mouth.
It's messed up.
It is, honey. And don't even get me started on the Three Musketeers. Don't you dare eat it. Ain't nothing straight about three men making a candy bar. It's more like the Three Musketeers.
Well, I'm gay.
Oh, you are, huh? You must eat one of those Three Musketeers. So get the fuck out of my face before I call the cops. You can't eat in games.
Be gone, Satan!
What was that about, Cody?
I don't know. They're just fucking weird.
Is Halloween really Satan's birthday?
No, let's go to a different house.
Can you fix my hair? It's falling off.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys, this house looks huge. We're going to get huge amounts of candy. They're going to hand out the most candy anyone's ever seen before. The Haitians are not going to eat this candy because it's not cats or dogs.
Play!
That's a really crappy devil costume, the crappiest devil costume I've ever seen.
Oh yeah? Check this out. Ah! Yes, that's right, I'm the devil dressed as the devil.
Why would you dress as yourself?
Because it's my birthday! Anybody gonna say happy birthday to the devil?
Happy birthday, the devil.
Thank you.
Trick or treat, can we have candy?
Oh, well, I only give candy to bad kids who say cuss words.
Well, shit.
Oh, there you go. You've earned a bar of soap, young man. Wash your mouth out.
Wait, that's not candy.
I can't eat a bar of soap.
Oh, sure you can. You can eat anything. Tide Pods, thumbtacks, who gives a shit?
We want real candy.
Well, I don't have any. How evil!
This is the worst deal of all deals, the worstest deal I've ever seen.
You're really committed to that character, dude.
Let's just try another house. Mm. All right, Jeffy, it's your second house, so maybe you can get some more candy.
You got a nigga in me. You got a nigga in me.
To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I want my old lady gives me.
God damn it. I'm what my toy does.
Yeah, hold my hat, baby. Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
So, Jeffy, say the thing.
Say what?
Trick or treat.
Which one?
Say trick or treat.
I know, but which one? Trick or treat?
Say it.
All right, screw it. Trick. Okay, so I'm assuming this is first time trick or treating.
Yeah, can you just please give us some candy so we can leave?
Yeah, I can get you some candy. But what is he?
Ejaculate.
Oh, my old lady know all about that. Yeah, she has all types of stains that she
got. No, he's not that. He's a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? Oh, that's cool, too.
Okay, KKK.
Hey, what the hell did you just say? I know the KKK ain't trying to get no damn candy at this black household.
No, that's not what he was saying. He's a ghost.
No, my daddy taught me because he's a racist.
Oh, we got racists in our household, Judas.
No, no, I'm a racist.
Nah, you a racist. I know he is a racist. He's trying to stand down on his belief.
No,
ooh,
no.
I know it. Oh, I'll beat your ass right now. I'm going to beat you to Andy come.
Oh, wow, guys, look, a haunted house. We should totally go in it. I bet it's huge and scary and huge. If we go in there and there's videos of me losing the election, that'd be so scary because that's not going to happen because I'm going to win. Kamala can't win it. I'm going to win it because it's going to be such a huge win.
Dude, you fucking stop.
I was just trying to be Donald Trump.
I know.
Dude, what is Happy Feet saying?
Nothing, because there's no character in the movie named Happy Feet.
What? Who's Happy Feet then?
It's just called that because the penguins dance.
What? So there's no character named Happy Feet?
No.
Bro, I am tired of this penguin propaganda. It's bullshit.
Didn't they make a sequel to it?
Yeah, but the director said he'd rather die than make a third one.
I don't blame him.
That at all.
He really said he'd rather die?
Yeah, he didn't want to make it.
He probably thought Margot Robbie should have been in the movie.
I don't think so. I think that was before she was famous.
Nah. They should make a Happy Foot 3, and it's just Margot Robbie's feet the whole time.
Thank you. Somebody agrees with me.
So let's go inside the haunted house. Come on, Penelope.
No, Junior. I'm scared. I don't want to go.
Be a good cow. Be a good Cody's mom and come inside.
Yeah, move that ass.
Junior, please don't make me go through here. I don't like haunted houses.
There's nothing scary. You're wrong. I've been through this a million times. Nothing can scare me. I'm Donald Trump. Look at this. Look, there's a meteorite.
Junior, I think that's supposed to be guts and stuff.
It's not guts, it's a meteor from Mars. I was there. Run. Listen, Penelope, there's literally nothing scary about this haunted house. There's nothing scary at all.
Wow, Junior, you were right. That wasn't even scary.
Yeah, that shit was weak.
Yeah, it was for little kids, dude.
Yes, that thing was very lame. It was very Kamala Harris in there. It was very Democrats in there.
Well, we should go again.
Oh, yeah, we should go again and make fun of it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude.
No, I don't want to go back in there.
Why, Junior? Were you actually scared?
No. I was Sleepy Joe in there. I was falling asleep. I was fake ballots in there.
We heard you screaming.
Well, I was screaming to try to make Penelope scared. That's what I was screaming about.
All right, well, let's go again.
Yeah.
Wrong. I don't want to go in there. I got to focus on the election.
Guys, I think he's actually scared.
Wrong.
Okay, fine. I'm scared. I'm going home.
What a baby. Marvin, why are we at a gas station?
Because I'm going to buy Jeff his candy so we don't have to trick or treat anymore.
Aw, Marvin, that's no fun.
You want to know what's also not fun? Getting beat up and being called racist for wearing a Reese's costume.
Well, Marvin, you chose your costume.
Now I know damn well I don't hear no racists in this damn gas station.
It's true. He's right there.
Oh, I guess he did not have enough. I'm gonna beat his ass again.
But oh, my God. There's cameras.
Yeah. I don't give a damn about no cameras. Take that. Yeah. You got a freedom.
Help!
Catch. I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, you can't. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball.
Oh, it's on now. See?
Nope. Jeffy, stop it.
No, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that.
Ow. Oh, you mother...
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Ooh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat. Danica, don't get my weed wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
No, come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk. And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled, and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and get me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, because Chives is going to live here for 6 months, and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. Don't take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the fortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your car declines?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
But listen, that doesn't have to do with anything. Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there. Take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seats, you fuck.
Okay, so, do you need anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. Gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom. Hey,
Did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not! I'm telling Goodman! Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow, it's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby, use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man gonna tell Goodman?
Oh, no, I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit!
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
All right, everyone, let's go pack our thing. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin. I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone. And I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction. Because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm gonna hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yes, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Okay, yeah, goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage. Go.
Okay.
But Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
And where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back with all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet. Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Daddy, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, then put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet and the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, you haven't found it. How do you almost find it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm gonna turn around and look that way.
But Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not gonna let you on if you don't have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where were you looking?
Up there.
It's not gonna be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
I'm about to put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we gotta go. Goodman's gonna find out we're not gonna be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says, looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay. And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm going to go use the gym in the Carnival Cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
What? With what?
Marvin, come here.
Jeffy, please look everywhere for your stupid ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in.
Who's in there?
One minute, don't be occupied.
Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom.
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here.
I've smelt your shits before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on, Donkey. donkey.
Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have C. diff.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, donkey, because I've been wiping my ass, and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper, and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Oh, okay.
Orphan, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No, I need them!
Okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, how much shit to be on an asshole! God, fucking damn it!
Shrek, where are the shoes?
They're right there, donkey. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and skate on out of here, donkey!
Okay, I'm
off. Oh, donkey, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipe, please? Please, just hurry! I'm gonna need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, donkey!
No, I'm not
gonna kill the bacteria!
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, donkey!
Okay, baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why don't I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship.
Okay, pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in there.
Before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you think you get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Aww.
Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, wow. Like, somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
This is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, get a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, and he's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty. Yeah!
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? Hmm?
No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guys?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks. Okay.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind. Sorry, I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You're worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name three times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... play. He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jerry Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jerry Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you grabbed us out a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Hold on. That's the same person, Cody.
Yeah, dude, same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He is a monster.
No. Who's Jared Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused, and then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me, and they said, who? And I pointed at him, and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me, and I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on his damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the Snowman for me? And he did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster 3 times. Now 4 times, he didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it 6 times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it 5 times.
Okay, we won't say it.
Yeah, we won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
Yo, you said it 6 times!
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it 6 times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times?
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was 3.
Oh, you thought it was 3 because it's 3 sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me 3.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Oh, fuck, we're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Dude.
Who dare say my name 420 times? Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Hmm. Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So who's ready to play Truth or Dare or Die?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
It's good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! His family! His whole bloodline! Kill them all!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks in Truth or Dare or Die. It's been I'm building up to him, to his whole family.
I'm going to get a Coke. Do you want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice. I hate juice.
Okay, no juice.
No juice. So, Junior, that Truth or Dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's going to be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a Truth or Dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing Truth or Dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing Truth or Dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm gonna tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name.
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
Alright, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking, so. Go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear. I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what? Can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out. I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory, like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like, you know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay. I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. It's buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the Truth or Dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66, then we thought it was 666, and then we thought, let's see if we can summon him, and then we summoned him, and then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline and his whole family.
Oh, no, not that again. That happened one time before, back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing. Ugh.
So how do you stop the Truth or Dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play Truth or Dare while they're gone.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture!
No! This is my favorite picture of Josh Gad! He signed it for me!
That was easy.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogle?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogle.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, where's Cody?
Hey, guys, help me! Help me, I'm slipping! The couch is too steep, I can't climb up! Somebody fucking help me, please! I'm gonna fall! No, brother!
Alright, you little brats, here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Ooh, Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Ooh, especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior, do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip?
Well, that's true.
No, Junior, I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only going to do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior, my dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know it'd be so hot, actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no, just one ear pierced. That'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You asked me to get your ears pierced, you fruity footed ass boy. Next thing you be asking is to wear dresses and get lipstick. Oh, hell nah. You're not Caitlyn Jenner. What the hell's wrong with you? Get the hell out of my room, fruity ass.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, my ass.
What'd
your dad say, Junior?
He said maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, yeah. My dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No, no, no. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Or like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle and I go 200 yards away and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, it'll be cool, dude.
But there's like wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed, just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
Alright, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
All right, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior, I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Aw, oh, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear!
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there was people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay!
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad as your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news! Okay, Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody, we're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Ooh. Yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I would tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Junior, what the fuck? Junior, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Hello?
Do-do-do-do-do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The freak, the four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs in my squad car, so please come outside quietly.